listen to Sports Radio 100.3 The Team from anywhere you go. Real-time scores and headlines, a feed of our social networking sites, event calendar with station appearances and upcoming broadcast schedule, and our show host blogs. It's all online, TeamMyrtleBeach.com.
Welcome back. Good Wednesday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. TeamMyrtleBeach.com, getting you ready for a NASCAR Wednesday. Kerry Tharp with Darlington Raceway will join me in just a few minutes. Talk about everything going on in the world of NASCAR. Interesting week this past week. Looking ahead to Pocono. Going to Pocono this weekend. So we'll give a preview of that as well, and some more details on the upcoming Bojangles Southern 500. Real quick, though. So my friends on Facebook already saw this. So I got a package delivered yesterday. I ordered, you ever get those things advertised to you on Facebook, Pat? Like things that, like t-shirts.
Do I ever get the advertisements or do I buy them?
Well, see them, you know, okay, like yes, t-shirts and yes. Stuff like that. You know, it's kind of crazy. Like all the stuff out there that they make, like design, you know, it's like there's t-shirts I've seen, like, living in South Carolina with a Virginia state of mind, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand how they find out.
It's creepy. Yeah. It's creepy. I mean, but you see stuff and you're like, that's kind of cool, you know? And so, there are companies out there that actually make this stuff. And so there's this company, I think it's called Skicks, School Kicks, I think is what it stands for. They make shoes designed for your favorite school. And I haven't looked. I don't know if they have Coastal Carolina. You'll have to check it out.
I will go ahead and go to it right now.
But they know that based on my profile and everything that I'm a alum of Virginia Tech. And so I'm seeing this ad every day. I mean, they just nailed me with it. Every day I'm getting on Facebook. And here's this ad for these orange and maroon shoes. They're like bowling shoes, okay? Like they don't look like they're going to be the most comfortable things in the world, but they're going to draw attention. You know, when I go to a game, which is going to be kind of fun. And I haven't been to a Tech game in such a long time. And I've already got three that I'm going to this fall. I've got the game in Tennessee out at Bristol. I'm going to, obviously, the game in North Carolina, which will be very close by. I'm actually doing a half marathon that morning, Pat, and then going to the game in the afternoon. And then the game at Duke. And I'm hoping, there's two games I'm hoping to get to. One, I hope to get to Lane Stadium this year because I haven't been in such a long time. I don't know if I can make it, but I'd love to get to South Bend this year, because I don't know the next time they're going to go back to South Bend. That's not a regular occurrence, and so I'd love to get up there. That's in November. So anyway, I ordered these shoes, and they showed up, and they're orange and maroon. They look like bowling shoes. They say VT. They got the VT logo on the side and on the back, and I think they're just phenomenal. I have friends that went to school with me, and they were like posting to me going, dude, those are awful. You need to send those back. I was like, absolutely not. I'm going to wear them only on game days. I would never wear them like to a bar, you know, but...
To better describe them, they're like Chuck Taylors. I mean, that's exactly
what
they
look
like.
Yeah, they look like Chuck Taylors. They're awesome. Do they have Coastal? Do they have
App
State?
They do not have Coastal or App State.
Man. Because I could get Pat like a present or something. I could get him some App State Chuck Taylors. That's what they look like. My buddy Tom was like, you could go bowling with them. I was, you're damn right I could go bowl. I'll wear them to go bowling. You know? They're pretty cool. So I'm excited about them. Little gift to myself for the new job and the fact that I get to go to some games and stuff this year. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We're talking some NASCAR with you, getting you ready for everything going on in NASCAR. They're going to Pocono this week, and gosh, we are just over a month away from the Bojangles Southern 500. And Kerry Tharp, president of Darlington Raceway, giving us a few minutes. Kerry, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Aaron. Good to be on again.
Yeah, we appreciate it. First off, let's go back to Indy and talk about Kyle Busch. Pretty good weekend for him. Kind of what was your reaction to the race this past weekend?
Well, no question. When Kyle Busch gets on a run, which he is right now, he's as good as there is in the sport. And I think he won everything that you could win up at Indianapolis last weekend, perhaps except maybe a blue ribbon for the largest watermelon or something. But he won the pole in the Xfinity Series. He won the Xfinity Series race. He won set on the pole for the Brickyard 400 and then won that race as well and in dominating fashion. And you know, right now he's in that groove, and we've seen it happen time and time again. He's picking up right where he left off the second half of last season on his championship run, and You know, I'd say right now he's definitely the driver that you're going to have to go through in order to win the 2016 Sprint Cup Series Championship.
You know, Kerry, we see guys get on hot streaks when it comes to shooting a basketball, you know, throwing a football with extreme precision. And in that set of circumstances, you have complete control of your body.
Mm-hmm.
In driving a Sprint Cup car or an Xfinity Series car, you know, there's other variables that go with mm-hmm. it. So talk to me about when these guys – but we see this. You see it on the PGA Tour as well. You know, these guys mm-hmm. just get in the zone. Talk about
right.
the variables with that and how that's a little different. How much of that is the car versus the driver being in the zone?
Well, you make a great point, Aaron. When LeBron James or Stephon Curry get into a groove, you know, they're the ones pretty much in control. When Kyle Busch gets behind the wheel of the number 18 Toyota, certainly he's the man that is piloting that machine, but you've got a 3,600-pound machine with thousands of parts. You know, you have one little $1.50 part go wrong, it can ruin your day. And so I think what happens, at least from my perspective, is first of all, you got a great driver, and you certainly have that in Kyle Busch. You're in great equipment at Joe Gibbs Racing, and certainly Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing have been at top of the charts this year. You have a great crew chief, and he does, and Adam Stevens, and a great team. And, I know I said great a lot there, but that's what you have to be. You have to be great. It's not easy to win in the Sprint Cup Series. It's not easy at all. It's very difficult. And so to be able to get on a run like he is right now takes a lot of effort by the folks back at the shop. It takes great chemistry. And, oh, by the way, you need to have a little luck along the way, too. You have to have the cautions go your way. You have to have, you know, all the parts and pieces of your car and machine working. But when you get that great crew chief, like Adam Stevens and that great driver, and you're in some top-notch equipment, you're going to be very, very hard to beat in our sport.
Well, he's had a lot of success there at the Brickyard 400, and I was reading a story this morning where Mario Andretti had tweeted about how good Kyle Busch is. And so it begs the question, does Kyle Busch take the leap and go to that other race that happens up at Indianapolis? What do you think? Does he give that a shot next year?
Well, you never know. You know, his brother did it a few years ago, yeah. Did quite well. I think he finished sixth, if I'm not mistaken, at the Indianapolis 500 about 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, one thing about Kyle Busch, he's a competitor. He wants to be the best that he can be no matter what he's doing. And, you know, I wouldn't say never. I'd be surprised if he did do it, because I haven't heard any talk about that, and I'm not sure what Joe Gibbs' philosophy would be about that as well. But I will say this. I'm sure that if Kyle Busch put his mind to it, if he got in the right equipment, that he would be someone you'd have to take a look at to win in Indianapolis. But I think right now his focus is on NASCAR. His focus is on his family. And I know he wants to win that second championship this year.
Kerry Tharp, president at Darlington Raceway, joining us for a NASCAR Wednesday, brought to you by the Bojangles Southern 500 and Darlington Raceway. Get your tickets now. We are just over a month away to the Labor Day weekend with the throwback schemes and everything else that goes into it. Tickets available at darlingtonraceway.com. Kerry, this past week was the last of the four Xfinity Series heat races. What has been your take on how the heat races have gone in terms of something new that NASCAR is trying out?
Well, you know, I think they've added a new dimension to that series, Aaron. I was there for the first two. I was there at Bristol. I was at Dover. I wasn't at the last two, but I will say that the excitement of having the heat races is pretty cool. And then I think opportunity for one of the Xfinity Series regulars to win $100,000 is very cool. And I think it adds a little different. It breaks up the event a little bit. I think we saw some things maybe in the heat races that we might want to tweak next year, you know, such as the length of the races, maybe the time in between the heat races. Maybe do we even use qualifying or do we just use the heat races as qualifying races? So I think there's some things that NASCAR will get together with Xfinity. You know, it's a great program, a great initiative for the drivers, for the teams, and for the fans to help grow that particular series for us. And so I think there was a lot of positives that came out of it this year.
So, Kerry, got to ask you. You wrapped up the first week. You're into week two. How's everything going at Darlington right now?
Well, I tell you, Aaron, we're wide open over here at Darlington Raceway. I think we're like 39 days out.
Yeah.
You mentioned, and you know, I remind our staff every day that every day counts, and we need to be on top of our game and be in a position to provide the best possible event that we can for our fans. We've had several meetings already together, pre-event meetings. We had a big meeting last night over at the racetrack, get everybody together from the community. Again, as I mentioned last week, I'm very impressed with the support that this community provides the racetrack. There's no question that it's the crown jewel of the PD, and that's very, very important to us. You know, we're making a hard push these last few weeks to sell as many tickets as we possibly can. You know, there are some very, very good tickets still available for our race weekend. And so we want fans to go ahead and make those plans for Labor Day weekend. But, so far, Aaron, it's been a great experience. I really enjoy, the racetrack, but more importantly, I enjoy the people that I get to interact with and have the privilege and opportunity to work with is very, very rewarding for me.
Well, Kerry, we're looking forward to it all. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the ride as you continue getting acclimated to everything, and we'll catch up soon, okay?
Hey, Aaron, I appreciate it. You all have a great day.
All right, you too. Kerry Tharp, president at Darlington Raceway. Remember, get your tickets now. As he says, good seats still available. Got 39 days, so I understand it's the way of the world these days. Gotta wait till the last minute. Gotta make sure the plans are lined up. No, don't do that. Go ahead and get your tickets. You need to be out there for Labor Day weekend. You know, you've got it. They put the race on Sunday night. It's tailor-made for those of us that are college football fans. You know, you watch college football on Saturday, maybe go out to the Xfinity race that night, and then you got the race on Sunday night. You set up. How do you do it right? You hang out with Pat Payone. You got, I'm sure that you would have, like, the RV with the TVs going and everything, right?
Oh, definitely.
I would imagine you, for the Xfinity Series race, would have the Xfinity Series race, like, on a TV, but you'd keep tailgating. It's going on, like, 10 feet behind you. And you'd be like, look at what happened. Is that you? Are you that guy?
I have been that guy before,
like, you would
before,
hear
yes.
the cars wrecking, and yes. you're looking at it on a TV. Whoa!
We're about to see something cool in, like, 30 seconds, guys.
All right, get your tickets. DarlingtonRaceway.com. All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, I told you Pokemon would come up at some point during the show. It's come up at the Olympic Village. We'll explain more coming up next.